In today's episode, we celebrate our 100th episode. We discuss creeps at the bottom of porta potties, why a stranger's hands might be wet, Mormon wrestling porn, and we hold hands live. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Good morning!
Good morning.
Happy 100, Core!
Oh my god, feels like just yesterday we were 99.
Oh my god, maybe we were. I think we were. We just walked into the studio, and you guys, I need to set the scene. Corey, will you tell them what we stumbled upon?
Well, there we go, turning the corner.
Well, first, oh my god, I entered.
You were checking out a guy in the elevator.
No, we'll get to that.
Yes,
we get to the elevator lobby, and I pushed down accidentally instead of up, and Corey gave me the look of the century, which he gives me every day, where he's like, why are you such an idiot?
Why are you such a dumb stupid?
And I said, do you think I would do that on purpose?
Yes, you do it to taunt me. Like, remember when you pushed me into that Rolls Royce?
Oh my god, we'll get to that. So then we enter the elevator.
Yeah.
And who comes into that elevator
with
us?
Some guy with a, do you call it a dolly or a two-wheeled truck?
What?
That, like, cart that he has.
It's a dolly.
Or it could also be a two-wheeled
Shalom
truck.
Shalom dolly.
Google two-wheeled truck and
two-wheel
tell
truck,
me no.
Okay. Two-wheel truck.
He had long flowing hair and a belly shirt.
A two-wheeled truck. Wow, it really did
You're
come
welcome.
Up.
You're welcome.
Two-wheeled truck.
Yeah.
They call me the two-wheeled. Fuck. Anyway, so we get in the elevator. He gets off at 1.
Yeah.
He was wearing a belly shirt.
Well, I mean, you pushed down and I knew he was going to ride the elevator too, so I was annoyed,
you know what?
On behalf of him and me.
I was paying homage to the hit single by
Down and Up.
Yes,
and
by Britney Spears. Down and Up and Down and Up and Down and Up and Down.
Pat, our friend Pat, like, tweeted literally about that song like a week ago.
Really?
And he said,
which Pat?
Pat from Billy and Pat.
Oh.
He tweeted and said,
that was a good song.
He was like, good. He was like, is so down and up is a good song or a good song?
What?
And I said, a good song.
Is that from Femme Fatale?
Yeah.
I will say, Femme Fatale, album 7, was a pretty good album.
So then we turn the corner.
Okay.
So after Tyler says goodbye to the love
of
his life, the guy
the
with the long
wheeled
flowing
fuck,
locks and
the two-wheeled truck holding the two-wheeled fuck gets off at floor 1.
One, yeah. What if he listens?
Then I hope he listens. He was wearing a belly shirt that was striped. Like a mime, but gay.
Yeah.
And
long flowing locks.
And I look at Corey with the look of girl.
No.
Because I'm giving him the look
even
that of.
I said that I wanted to do anything.
I knew you. Well, I know you didn't say it. Nobody had said it. But I looked at him like, I know you want to fuck him.
I didn't.
That's the look I gave you.
I said.
And Corey said in response,
you gathered
have
all
sex
this
with
from
him.
Me by saying, what floor, sir?
Sis.
So then we turn the corner and I see.
Wait. Then we get off the elevator.
Yep. The door is open. We took steps.
Yeah.
And then bam.
You know, I read a quote in Toronto that said, every 1,000-mile journey
starts
begins
with
a single step.
It's true.
I was like, wait, yeah.
Yeah. And it ends with a step too.
Okay. So we took that single step.
Reminds me of Sierra's 1-2 step.
Sierra. Now, she's in MILF Money, right?
I don't know.
You've never seen the music video?
I did, but I didn't pay attention to any of those, like, side,
moms.
Those
non-Kim Kardashian moms. Wow,
no.
So you only care about Kim Kardashian.
No. I just, like, I was like, what is their name? Is that, like, Chrissy Teigen, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen.
So then we turn the corner.
Well, first, we took another step.
Around the corner.
You know
around
what I
the
like?
Country.
You know what? You're on your way to the convenience store of Speedway.
Yeah.
You know what I love when we get off the elevator?
What?
A full-length mirror greeting us right off the bat.
Is there one?
Bitch. Don't act like you don't check from H to T.
What?
You don't? Wait, are you being serious?
I didn't recognize
yes, there's
a
full-length mirror. It's
I don't know.
Full-length
maybe it's
width
maybe
and
it's a,
height.
Maybe it's a two-way mirror.
And maybe that mime is on the other side.
Watching you.
Have you caught Mr. Mime?
No. Have you?
No.
Is that a Pokemon?
It's a Pokemon. It's kind of like the male gendered
version.
Equivalent of Jinx.
Wow. So
I think that they're like a duo of
Jinx
sorts.
Is a female?
I don't mean to gender Jinx.
Don't gender my Jinx.
Remember when they changed Jinx's face from black to purple because it was getting complaints for blackface?
Well, it definitely was blackface.
Well, yeah. It was a little bit like problematic.
Yeah. Our one friend Steven said he's quitting.
Steven whom?
Steven from San Francisco says he's quitting Pokemon Go once he catches a Jinx.
I caught that in Toronto.
Do you believe
him? It's an ice Pokemon, so I feel like it made sense in Toronto.
Wow.
Do I believe him? Why would I? I don't think I'm invested in this bet.
Okay. So then what happened when you turned the corner around the
country? Well, first I looked at us from head to toe, from side to side. I said, wow, we're giving it today. What are we giving? What are you wearing?
Well, a tank top and jean cutoff shorts.
It's summer here.
Flip-flops, too.
Flip-flops.
And a hat.
You know, I got those American flip-flops in... Where did I get those? Tahoe.
Target.
No.
Well, it was from a Target.
Oh, were they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I really like them. That's all. Wow. They're no...
Are those the ones that, like, drain when water gets...
Yeah, I like that about a flip-flop.
Yeah.
Though, I really do like... Remember back in the day I made a video with my mom about Crocs?
Mm-hmm.
I loved
your Croc flops.
My Crocs... Flip-flop Crocs.
Yeah.
Were really
Croc-flops.
The best flip-flops I've ever bought. And I always used to go to those Old Navy $1 flip-flops.
I don't think you bought them. I think Crocs sent them to you for free.
Well, God is good. So if you need any flip-flops, I highly recommend Crocs.
Or American flag ones at Target.
Yeah. If you're patriotic.
So then did we turn the corner or did you do anything else after the mirror?
The mirror still remains, but we turned the corner.
Okay.
The first corner.
Well, yeah, like there's two corners.
And as we were approaching the second corner.
Yeah, you were thinking.
A man walked by, which I always know he must have just peed.
Because the bathroom's right there. Wow. I hope we're just really painting the blueprint of this building.
Yeah. Okay, so now what happens?
Do you think we can drag this whole part out for the entire 30 minutes?
You know, who knows what's going to happen? Didn't we do an episode dedicated to turtles? I think we can.
Well, and that and Jacob Tremblay.
Oh, my God. Did you see Jacob Tremblay went to Shawn Mendes' concert? It's his first concert. What was your first concert?
My first concert was Destiny's Child.
No.
At the Jackson County Fair.
Wait,
I lied. It was Sugar Ray.
That's a good concert. Yeah. Me and my brother Travis.
With Goo Goo Dolls.
Wow. Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls has an iconic Essentials album.
Yeah. Sugar Ray, Goo Goo Dolls. Destiny's Child was the following, like, summer at Jackson County Fair.
That's a good first few concerts.
But, like, does a fair concert count?
Well,
you have to ask those people going to see Iggy Azalea at the LA County Fair this summer.
I thought you were going to drag what we did last night. We went to a movie last night at the Grove, and there was a Cher Lloyd concert in the lawn.
Well, yeah.
What? Is that a count as a concert?
No. She's got that one song I like.
A shower?
It's like, that's Becky G. It's like, I want
T-shirts
you back.
With nothing but my T-shirt
that's,
on?
I was going to say Tinashe, but that's not it.
That's JoJo.
It's not JoJo either.
With nothing
no, that's
but
not
my
JoJo.
T-shirt.
It's not. Keep that talking so I can look up who it sings.
Maybe it's Jessica Simps.
No.
Who says Jessica Simps in a song? Pink? I think she abbreviated Simpson to just Jessica Simps. How does that make you feel?
Not good.
Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Jacob Tremblay. So, did you know that it was his first concert, Shawn Mendes was his first concert because you follow Jacob Tremblay on Instagram or because you follow Shawn Mendes on Instagram?
Because well,
they both posted.
Chantel sings T-shirt. How dare either of us forget
You know,
that.
I was at a, Halloween party years ago, and I'm just talking to this woman at the table of vegetables. I'm like, so what do you do? She goes, oh, I sing. And I was like, oh, cool. Like what kind of music? And she goes, well, I had a single called T-shirt.
No.
It was literally Chantel.
You met her?
I don't bet. Well, I do bet because I know I would win that bet. Anyway, did you follow Jacob Tremblay or do you follow Shawn Mendes?
No, to truth be told.
You get the Jacob Tremblay newsletter.
One of the cycle babies tweeted me and said, oh my God, Jacob Tremblay with Shawn Mendes on his Instagram.
A half Jacob Tremblay, half Psychobabble fan account on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's Psycho Tremblay, at Psycho Tremblay on Twitter. Yeah.
No, it's not who they were, but they should be that.
Honestly, whoever's going to get that at first, I'm going to follow them. I'm not going to follow you.
So was anyone using the bathroom or not?
Literally still thinking about Jacob Tremblay, so I don't like to go down that route with
them. Well,
can you believe it was his first concert? That's the most precious. My first concert was Rufus Wayne, right?
I didn't ask.
Which nobody, I feel like, knows who that is.
But, like, I needed to know if a fair concert counted because...
Yes, it does. Because Cody's first concert then would be Britney Spears.
Did she see her at Grand Rapids?
Didn't she come to the Jackson County Fair?
No, Brittany never played the
then
Jackson
Then maybe she
County
went to Grand Rapids. Because Cody got that one gay to sign her poster, the one gay that, like, does the dancing sometimes.
Is he gay? Or did you just out him?
Well, wasn't sister.
Her, I was going to say, wasn't that her cousin? But no, the love interest in her baby video was her cousin.
What?
That guy playing the basketball?
I like, guess I don't remember there being a basketball.
She's sitting on the bleachers twirling.
Oh, yes.
There's like a hot basketball player that she loves in the video, but it's her cousin.
Spoiler. Well, legalize it.
I learned that from TRL.
Pop-up video. I feel like pop-up video really is ready for a resurgence.
I'm going to bring it back on my own YouTube channel. Corey's pop air video.
Perp-erp-verdi.
Yeah,
wait, what did we pop-up video what did we say yesterday that sounded like that?
I don't know.
We were outside.
Just before or after you pushed me into the Rolls Royce.
This is before that.
Okay.
We were talking about something.
It's what I said my drag name was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
what was it?
God. This is just really great air.
Corey, if you can't remember this, then I seriously question your memory.
You have to, like.
You want me to kind of, you want me to tap dance in the meantime?
Yeah. It was like. What was that? That was such a
good
drag
name. It was funny. We both laughed out loud.
God.
You know what I laughed out loud recently at?
Probably the story about us coming in for the 100th.
No. We'll get to that. Did you watch Shane Dawson's thing yet?
Did I watch Shane Dawson's thing?
His book.
He's got a lot of things.
Yeah, he does. No, it wasn't like a galaxy taco.
Did he have anything but his t-shirt on?
He had everything. And
you know
his
what I don't
on.
Like?
What? Any... I'm talking about his book launch video before we leave that topic.
No,
it was funny.
No.
You need to watch it.
No.
Okay, anyway, continue.
It was like...
He drags Connor Franta in it.
No.
You'll love it.
How? Why would I love it? I love Connie Franny.
Prove it with a kiss.
Let's get him. Let's call him on
call
the
call him into the studio.
He's our 100th episode
she's,
special
no,
guest.
She's
get
in
her
New
in
York
here.
Right now. Maybe he's going to pop out of this.
Surprise. That's for the end of this episode. Don't spoil the good time.
Okay. What were you talking about?
Probably Jacob Tremblay. No, so did you see anyone before after the bathroom?
So, a man walked by the bathroom, and I always check if his hands are slightly moist.
Yeah. Damp.
But I guess I won't say anything. Like, does that mean he washed his hands? Or does
or
he
he's
mean
a
he,
thorough dryer.
He dunked his hands in a toilet or, like, played with that urinal disc?
Yeah.
Or, like, pissed all over himself? Like, it, honestly, wet hands don't mean anything.
Wet hands don't? I'm going to make you have to recover from that.
So we turn the corner,
mm-hmm.
and there it is, the door.
What do you think of, like...
Anything could be behind the door.
You know how, like, sometimes on, like, Rugrats, like, a baby's just wearing the t-shirt and the diaper. It's got nothing but its t-shirt on and a diaper.
I'm going to let you recover from that. Can you, right off the bat, can you write off the hand...
for Halloween last year?
No, I was never a BB.
Tyler Pickles.
do you remember the Rugrats theme song?
Yeah.
Without any prompt?
Yeah.
Go.
I was going to sing the
Sometimes
Doug
people
one.
Think that it's my background music on my videos.
I was
it's got a ukulele
I was gonna
effect.
Sing the Doug one. I was
What's
like,
the Doug one?
Do, do, do,
it's close.
Do, 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 do,
yeah, that's it. Do.
That's Doug.
Yeah.
So do, 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 banging on a trash can.
No, that's a different hit single.
Skeeter!
Do you think Banging on a Trash Can ever charted on Billboard?
Yeah, it did, actually.
It no,
was
you're,
number
no,
98. So for our 100th episode, I have 100 things I'm going to ask you, would you bottom for?
I love this. A rapid fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skeeter.
Yes.
Gonzo's nose again.
Yes.
Those are the only two I had.
I guess I'm a big old bottom. So we turn the corner.
Mm.
There's the door. I don't quite recall who opened the door.
I think it was me. I walk with a passion.
Walk with a vengeance. What song is that?
I don't probably, probably Chantal.
And I walk with a vengeance.
It's Pussycat Dolls.
So. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So do you think Jacob Tremblay is going to get into music someday?
He loves concerts. Why would he not?
How do you know he loves concerts? He's only been to one.
Oh, do you mean like when someone's just like, I'm into Pokemon? Or do you mean
I mean, he's going to release
a
single.
Start a band.
I would listen to his... jams. He should join Kidz Bop. That's a career move. Because you know how they have a roster of artists?
Isn't he like an Oscar nominee?
JoJo
actor?
Was in Kidz Bop.
No, she wasn't.
You know what? Notable Kidz Bop alumni. I'm on it.
Didn't you say that we've talked about this before and I'm not doing it again for the 100th episode? It's like you telling me Zendaya was in it.
You know what? I started to type notable, and it auto-completed because I've already searched this.
Well, yeah.
Kids Bop alumni.
We've discussed it.
Zendaya.
Didn't you tweet something about it?
Becky G.
Didn't you tweet something about it? And Zendaya was like,
she tried to come for me. She goes, actually, no, I wasn't. It was just featured on a hit song. I was like, bitch, you were in Kids Bop.
Why is she afraid of it now?
Olivia Holt, Ross Lynch. Do you know who Ross Lynch is?
I've seen him in a Tiger Beat.
So she loves Tiger Beat. How do you feel about the Tiger Beat rebrand?
I didn't even know it happened.
You know how Tiger Beat used to be like a million pictures on the cover and like 8,000 people?
Now it's just a solo cover.
Now it's just a solo cover.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
When are you getting it?
And the last one I saw was Cameron Dallas.
So?
So, Corey, what were you going to say about the TCAs?
I tweeted it.
Yeah, what did you say?
I tweeted.
Explain yourself.
Don't worry. Don't worry, male celebrity digital star nominees of the Teen Choice Awards 2016. I said, if you don't win, you can throw a public fit and win next year.
Girl, who are you dragging?
I'm not dragging anyone. I'm spilling all of the truth to you.
Girl, what a mess. That was all a mess.
I can't believe
anyway,
you won.
I'm done with that.
I can't believe you
Can you
won.
Believe I won? Actually, we don't know who wins yet. So I'm nominated. I don't think I won.
Spoiler alert.
If I won, oh my God. Anyway,
I
so we opened the
you
door.
Weren't there to accept
Yeah, I didn't go. So we opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we see.
Which door? The first door?
The first door.
Okay.
Well, the second door was already opened.
Yeah, you're right.
The first thing we see. And I screamed.
Two balloons. Yeah.
How do you feel about balloons?
I love
some
them.
People are afraid of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you bottom for a balloon? Again?
No. I honestly, it would be difficult. What about the long balloons?
Like a clown
yeah.
toy balloon thing.
Well, I have a picture of me and Tessa Kanene
mm-hmm.
Sucking on each end of a balloon of that. And it showed up on my Facebook. You know how it's like 10 years ago on Facebook. I'm like, wow, I was busy.
Is that like what you call a budget double-ended dildo?
Yeah. But it needs a little bit more firmness. If you want to really get it in.
Yeah.
It's a little bit piece of advice for you guys today. So we see the balloons, and I screamed.
I don't remember you screaming.
I think I went, ah!
You went, I scream, you scream. We all scream for balloons.
Okay, so what color were the balloons for the people?
Well, I thought they were like red and yellow. And I was like, oh my God, Ronald McDonald is here.
It was serving.
He's in
Playhouse.
The
Playhouse. On a highway stop.
Unicorn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Highway unicorn.
You like those big ball pits?
Imagine. Oh,
at
no.
McDonald's?
It just feels. It feels like there's going to be a weirdo at the bottom of it, hiding and waiting.
Laying
touch.
At the very bottom.
It's how I always feel about ball pits in McDonald's and porta potties.
There's someone waiting in the porta potty.
Have you not seen the videos of people sitting in the bottom of a porta potty
no,
and getting
no,
shit on?
No.
I'll link you.
That's not
it's
real.
A literal thing. It's a literal thing. And they don't make a noise.
How deep is it?
How deep is your love?
How big is this person?
Like an ocean.
They can't be that
overflow
big.
Ocean.
They can't be that big.
No, it's a Jacob Tremblay-sized human.
Oh, my God.
Not him himself. He's got class.
So they sit down in this. Is this real?
Honestly, imagine the acoustics down there if you were Jacob Tremblay releasing a new single. Yeah. Or anybody, surely.
Do you think they put out a lighter like their first concert?
A lighter.
Not good around.
Flammable, I feel. Is shit flammable? Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time when I thought it was so cool at the Burger King by my house? And I was going to, like, people were like, oh, we were too big to play in the ball pit. So the thing was, like, sneaking around the back of the ball pit because it was, like, this weird corridor.
You're doing what?
And just hanging out. And you had to climb
over. How old were you?
Probably, like, 11.
What?
Yeah. And you had to climb over
in
this.
Jackson?
Well, yeah.
Where? The one by Fazoli's?
No, the one by my parents' house.
The one by the video store.
Which video store?
The one called Video Store.
Okay, there were like eight called Video Store. Oh. It was Jackson. They had very little ideas. So wait, I climbed over. You had to climb over the trash can to get back there. So only like the cool, like older kids could do it. And I slipped climbing over the trash can.
I think 11-year-old you would bug me.
And I hit my nose on the window ledge.
So that's what happened to that big old honker.
And it just blood everywhere, banging on a trash can.
What do you think your worst injury of all time was?
That?
No.
Either that.
Did you break anything ever?
I've never broken a bone, knock on wood.
You know what? I think your biggest injury could have been yesterday.
When you pushed my head through a Rolls Royce.
We were leaving lunch, and I think Corey pushed me.
No, that didn't happen.
And then tripped over his own
well,
self.
Well, good news for everyone at home. We've got a clip here.
What?
Let's roll it.
Roll that beautiful beam footage.
No, we both made like the same joke, but I made it funnier and you got jealous. So then you pushed me into a Rolls Royce.
I made a joke.
And my head almost went through the window. And I went.
I was actually concerned you were going to headbutt that fucking. It was the most expensive car in the parking lot, conveniently placed right in front of Corey's head.
I got a hard ass head.
Wait, what is that from?
It's from
That fight video
or something.
It's not Sharkeesha.
Shovel Keisha. It was Shovel Keisha. That's what they named her.
No,
that's
it was
still
just
like
a
my
fight.
Favorite.
It was just a fight video.
They
not
named
Shovel
her Shovel Keisha because that was the one where the girl threw the shovel at the other girl.
Yeah, but I think that video was much shorter than
the short version.
The hard ass head.
The hard ass head is the like if you watch the 15-minute version of that video,
you know,
at the beginning where they're fighting. And
when
she's
I think
like,
of Shovel Keisha,
ow. She's like, I got a hard ass head.
Wait, after she getting punches her in the head.
Yes.
And she hurts her hand. Is
yes.
that what happens?
And yeah. she goes, ow.
And she goes, yeah, I got a hard ass head.
And then the girl who's like getting the shit kicked out of her.
Every time I think
backwoods
of
backyard
Shovel Keisha.
Fights.
Every time I think of Shovel Keisha, I think of, you know how it's like to the beat where it's like, this my shit. Somebody did that to the beat of the shovel hitting the head.
I could watch the shovel hit the head. Literally, only thing if I had to only pick one thing to watch for the rest of my life, I'd pick that.
I pick porn.
What? Which porn? You can only
honestly,
have one.
I have one that I really
will
like.
Will you link
I'll
me?
Link you.
Wow. is he wearing like a backwards red hat?
No. No. I don't think so. Do you want me to set the scene?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'll just link you. It's kind of like vintage.
Set the scene. Vintage?
I know. I always feel so like
is it like
hipster.
Is it like a dad and a stepson?
No. What?
Is it like two bros? Like, trying it for the first time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. You're predictable.
I know. Well, they're not necessarily bros. They're more like...
Are they like college guys, like wrestling? Yeah. What was that?
There's
like,
no wrestling.
What was that story you like?
I did just find a video that was Mormons wrestling. I'll link you.
You saw Tickled.
I know. And it's Mormons wrestling, and it just... out of nowhere, it turned into porn. But I was also here for the wrestling. And, you know, what Mormons wear? Like, long underwear and things, I think.
Really?
Well, according to this porn. They could
like
have just
a lot
been
of
in a
layers.
Chilly environment.
Yeah, it could have been cold. A brisk
cold.
Autumn.
Well, just search gay Mormon porn. They're all wearing the same outfit. Yeah. So, what were we talking
I
about?
I think...
we rounded the corner.
We rounded the corner.
And we saw
rounded
two
the country,
balloons.
And we thought, wow, how did those balloons get
you
here?
You know, Aiden always sings 99 Red Balloons. I'm like, where did you learn that
Which
song?
Version?
The German version.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
99 Luft Balloons?
Yeah. This is my nephew who's like, honestly, I don't know
You're
the age
like,
of children.
Like
he could be. He could either be 2 or 11. I'd have no clue the difference between children.
Well, I think you would be annoying at 11.
I was. I can confirm.
And then, so, did you come into the room?
I took a Lego exploratory when I was 11.
I don't know what that means.
So, it's like an elective. You know how you have to have your, like, math, your social studies, your language arts, blah, blah, blah. But you could have
You had electives
two,
in middle school?
Yeah. You could have two fun electives.
Must have been nice.
I tried to sign up for scrapbooking. They only let women in, which I think I would have won a lawsuit in hindsight. And I was put into Lego building. And you were matched with a partner. I think I've told you about this.
I like that your lawsuit at your school was that a boy couldn't do scrapbooking. The lawsuit I would take back to my school was my health teacher being like, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, no. My school was very gay. They were like, if you want to eat ass.
Here's an elective.
Yeah.
I thought that's what the Lego exploring was.
No, the Lego
it was like finding out like
find
where
the
you
Lego
could,
in somebody's
where you
asshole.
Tuck a Lego.
Tuck a Lego.
Yeah.
Tucking. That's an exploratory. Maybe we'll teach tucking at
Camp.
Speaking of camp, be sure to get tickets to camp. It's coming up.
Wow.
GoCamp17.com if you want to come. It's like in a week or two or something. I don't fucking know. Hope to see you guys there. Everyone's coming. Corey's going to be there, and there are special guests. Who knows? Maybe we've already sent someone. Maybe not. I'll see you there. So we see the balloons, and we come closer. I'm screaming. Corey's screaming. What were the balloons for, Corey? Or did you have an idea?
I thought.
It could have been celebrating anything.
I can't believe those ladies who lunch left balloons in our studio.
Ah! You know, because you know, I don't know if the people know, we record at the same place.
Those ladies who lunch. I thought they made a mess of my blue studio. What did you think when you saw them?
I thought that maybe the balloons could be celebrating any number of holidays. And I didn't know which one particularly, but I just looked up. Today of all days, it's National Book Lovers Day.
Mm.
What's the book you love right now?
Not Binge. Oh. Anything other. I love The Girl on the Train.
It's the International Day of World's Indigenous People. God bless.
Praise.
Bless them. It's the National Handholding Day. You want to do it?
No, don't. You know in my rider, you're not allowed
Come
to
here.
Touch me.
I'm leaving the mic to go hold.
I'm not holding your hand. Stop touching me.
Hold it back.
No, I don't know where.
Squeeze it back.
I don't know if you are watching.
It's wet because I touched.
Your coffee.
Ah!
I don't.
Hold my hand. It's wet because I clutched the urinal cake, not because I washed my hands.
I don't know if you watched a Mormon unlong-johning this morning or
Unlong-johning?
That's the proper terminology for taking
off. His long john fell right out of his long john.
I thought you were going to say his long john fell
right
out of his
silver. Wait, isn't
a
long john a type of donut?
Yes.
He rolled down his long johns in a long john cake.
I hate long john donuts.
Was tucked right behind his long john.
Would you rather have a long john instead of a penis if you could? But it's just always there.
Is it edible? Does it grow back? Can I eat it and it'll always grow back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you can eat it or
What's the frosting and what's the filling?
Custard, usually.
I would take custard filling with maple frosting for my long john dick. And then I would eat it every morning. Does it give me calories?
Oh, she's a flexible queen.
The long john sister.
Yes, it gives you calories.
You know what? We could have been celebrating National Polka Day. Do you know how to do the polka?
No.
A polka? It feels like a Michigan thing.
No. My final answer.
And we could have been celebrating National Rice Pudding Day.
With or without raisins?
I do not like a raisin in my rice pudding.
I love it. Warm or cold?
Cold.
You haven't lived until you've had a warm rice pudding.
Well, show me the way.
Well, I would, but Kool's Deli closed.
Did you guys sell rice pudding?
Kool's Deli in Jackson, Michigan. Just kidding, it's closed.
Isn't it crazy that none of those things were what we were celebrating today?
Yeah, none of them.
Well, what were we celebrating? I didn't know until I saw it written right in front of me.
I didn't see anything except for the balloons.
So I must have came in before you.
It was a good eye distraction to look up.
It was just thing after thing after thing. But then we turned the corner of the open door.
And there... On the recording table.
It was the most beautiful
woman in the world.
Don't equate women to foods. That's my problematic friend,
but your
Corey
dick
Cool.
is But your dick is a long
But my
john.
Dick is a long john. Yeah, I am owning it.
Okay.
Down with men.
Up with cake women.
So there was a cake, you guys. I can't believe it took us. How many minutes are we at? 27
minutes.
To get what was on the table.
It was a cake.
It was a cake and it says what?
Happy 100th episode.
Aww.
You guys.
It was the most tender thing of all time.
If this was Mean Girls, I would take a little slice of this crown cake and break it into...
What do you think's in the side of it?
It's Trislicious.
What was that?
It's a Trislicious cake.
Did you try to speak?
It's a Trislicious cake. That means three milks.
Oh. Which kind of milks? Soy? No. Rice? No. Skim?
Girl, if you don't know a Tres Leches cake, then you can't have a bite yet.
Oh, is it super moist?
It is moist.
I think
it's
I've
good.
Had this.
It's so good. It's like milky, milky Cocoa Puffs.
Oh.
Yes.
Sip it for me now.
But there was also, thank you for getting my Nelly reference.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, it's here for Nelly.
But there were also muffins and these
You're right.
These stuffed filled things.
Now this is, it's got a guava filling. Which is not what I would like in my Long John dick.
I would love the guava.
You want
I don't want
guava
custard.
In my
I don't
dick.
I don't love frostings or custards.
So she's a fruity queen.
Donuts. Yeah.
She's a fruit admirer.
But I've been known to
indulge. What's your favorite fruit filling?
For what?
Pop-tart? Pie?
Ooh, God. I like my Pop-Tarts a little burnt.
I like wild berry.
That's so trash.
With the blue frosting?
I feel like that's like all kids are like, blue frosting! And then they like wet themselves because they're so excited about blue.
Well, I wasn't allowed to have sugars in the morning. So Pop-Tarts were out.
Yeah, my mom would never let us have Cookie Crisp.
Well.
We had like... Cool. Instant oatmeal.
Oh my God. How
I love
the ones with the eggs and they hatch into dinosaurs.
Yeah, I had
oh my
that.
God. Well, Mamries.
Mamries?
Oh my God. I wonder what she's up to.
Well,
she could be dead.
She texted me the other day and said she loved my Judge Judy tweet and that she was at a party and she wasn't talking to anyone and she was instead reading Twitter and laughed out loud when she saw my tweet about Judge Judy. So I guess I'm pretty much like a
what
judge.
Was the tweet?
The episode was about two old men, old, picture older than you're picturing, fighting over the color of the fence that divides their 2 yards.
Can't you color both sides a different color? So
literally.
So you each see the color you want?
Literally. The other neighbor was trying to sue the neighbor for painting the side facing his house the color he wanted. And he was trying to sue.
So don't come for my lawsuit of not getting into scrapbooking. There's one more ridiculous.
He was trying to sue and Judge Judy was just like, blink, blink, blink.
I love when Judge Judy blinks.
But then wait. So then they were like discussing what colors to paint it. And then the one guy went to the store to get paint. And while he was gone, the other guy stained his side, like the color that the guy didn't want.
I like a nice stained.
So he got home.
Shade.
He got home. It was like a redwood, and the man really didn't like red, apparently. Jesus. He wanted it to be brown.
Maybe it was traumatic for him. Maybe it was a trigger.
So he walked.
I'm trying to see his side.
He walked over, knocked on the door, came in the man's house.
You know what? I'm going to assume how this ends because it's America. Did he shoot him?
No. No, but he tried to say that he only threatened him in his house because he knew the guy had a gun. And I'm like, that makes zero sense.
I was watching.
Wait. So then one.
So it continues.
Well,
okay.
One guy is in a wheelchair. The one who did the right thing and just painted it the color he wanted. Mm-hmm. The mean neighbor next door came over and was yelling and pointing
his... An able-bodied bully.
Yes, pointing his finger in the guy's face. So the guy threw a Pepsi can at him.
What kind of Pepsi?
I pictured, you know, those like small ones that grandparents
ones
buy. Like that's what
it's
my grandma
actually,
has at
I will
Christmas.
Say, it's the perfect amount of soda.
No, I drink
I never
eight
need
of
more.
Those. When I go home for the holidays, I drink eight in one sitting. I have
shorter.
The whole eight.
They're shorter and slimmer.
I think we call it a short stack Pepsi.
Wow.
So he threw that can at him and then the man tackled
him. Was it full
him.
Or empty?
They didn't get
big
to that.
Difference in the impact.
Well, the guy missed because
or
he's
full
really
and
old.
Opened so it could splish splash wet hands urinal cake.
Yeah. Well, and then Judge Judy was like, bye. You can't tell the man to paint the side of the fence facing his house the color you want. This is America we live in.
Huh.
Then the guy tried to be like, I'm a Marine.
Well, there it all is.
Such a good episode. And it was where the whole episode was that. Well, I'm sorry. God, I just need a podcast reviewing Judge Judy episodes.
Okay. Well, maybe for episode 101, we'll do that route.
Oh, my God. Wait. I can't wait for this to
should,
be my 100th episode
be,
of Judge Judy reviewals.
We should shut the fuck up. We should be say something of like thanks for everyone for the first 100.
Oh, my God. Thanks, everyone. First 100.
If we could throw this cake at you, we would.
I was going to say, remember in episode 1, you like, I think that was when you described Happy Will Gray. So do you want to tell the people what you're
imagine
wearing?
Imagine if we open the cake and it's Happy Will Gray
in the middle,
colored in the middle because the leches have gone
a little
too trace.
Quattro leches.
Quattro leches.
Don't bully that cake.
I would never bully a cake.
So
I'm going to eat it though.
Are you going to tell the kids what color you're wearing?
I'm just wearing straight up black.
Wow. Boots. Why does it got to be straight?
I'm wearing moldy leches black. Like well, moldy leches.
I'm wearing asexual maroon because
asexual
I don't.
Asexual maroon?
Yeah, because I don't like.
What kind of. What?
Yeah. I don't conform to Normandy.
Wasn't Normandy
Paranorman.
A battle?
I don't conform to Paranorman.
Paranorman, now that. I don't know either. But I think there's a gay character in that. A big gay jock.
Wow.
Anyway, we should get going. Thanks for the first 100. See you guys later. Love you. And also,
follow me on Twitter.
Oh, Jesus.
And review us for the 100th time.
Actually, you know what? If you are listening to this and you haven't reviewed after the first 99 times that we've told you to fucking do it, I didn't mean to swear. Do.
Should they hashtag? Go to Psychobabble celebrates 100.
Turns that's a 100. Long hashtag.
And Lord knows they don't know how to spell Psychobabble 100 episodes in.
First of all, give us a review. Maybe tell us your favorite episode that you've liked so far.
Well, I would shorten it to PB, but Lord knows they're going to think also, it's a pointless blog.
Also, link in your review whatever your Twitter handle is. Okay.
Yes.
On your review on iTunes. And then also, if you're a Twitter person, if you listen this far, use the hashtag what? Something shorter.
Psychobabble 100. Turns 100.
Psychobabble turns 100. Good luck spelling. 100, the numbers, not the letters.
If you need a cheat, look at the screen that you're listening to this podcast on. Psychobabble spelled right there.
Hashtag Psychobabble turns 100. That's 100, not.
Yeah, well, yeah, use a number. We'll let you
and let us know your favorite memory so far of Psychobabble. Okay?
And then
we'll be stalking.
And then listen to Memories from the Cats musical.
What?
Yes.
I heard somebody went to go see Memories, my friend, and he said he left during halftime.
See Memories? You mean see Cats?
Or cats, yeah. I went to a dog pound in New York. Speaking of cats. And they were the cutest puppies. And I saw the one that Gaga has.
Oh my god.
That dog that Gaga has.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we should get going.
I'm like, you know, some people stop listening when we start getting into this
okay,
ending.
But
I love anyone who's listened to this.
Okay, so if they've listened this far, what do you want them to tweet?
Psychobabble's dog pound is naughty.
Okay. I feel like we're inducting them into the dog pound Randy style.
Yes, we are. Welcome to the dog pound. We'll see you in another 100 episodes.
Woof, woof. Bye.